Okay, we are now recording sugya number three. Sugya number three begins. The word gufa on line 13. Gemara says, gufa, we learned this Gemara earlier. The Gemara that says, this goes back to sugya 1a. Omar Rabbi Abba, 1b actually. Omar Rabbi Abba bar Zavda Omar Rav. Again, Alocha Rav said, Ovel chayim b'chol mitzvos amuros b'torah. And Ovel is obligated in all mitzvos that are said by the Torah, and that in the Torah, chutz min ha-tfilin. Except for tfilin that he is exempt. Why? The Rav explains, sharei nema behem pe'er, because tfilin are called a pe'er, an ornament, something fancy, something chashuv to wear on your head. How do you know that your potter? So the Rav continues, like it's all part of Rav's maimer, kidama midama le rachmana le cheskel, like the Torah, like Hashem, says to Yecheskel that his wife is going to die. However, pe'ercha chavash alecha, you're not allowed to mourn. And there's a bunch of things that Yecheskel was not allowed not to do. If that makes any sense. Pe'ercha, one of them is pe'ercha chavash alecha. Wear your tefillin. Don't not wear tefillin, right? That's the presumption here. Because what do we say about that? This command. And why would he think otherwise? So it must be what? Why would he think? Not wait. Of course I wear tefillin. Why wouldn't I? Oh. Because the pshat is atu d'mechayev, as you have to wear your tefillin, even though you're an avav akuliyama, but all other avelim patiri apator, all other apators. You see what? That a normal avav akuliyama, all other avelim are exempt in tefillin. But Gemara continues, not in Milay, these words that an avel is patir in tefillin by Yom Rishon, only the first day, line 18. Dichsiv v'acherisa ki yomal, a pasuk from Amos. That says at the end there'll be a very bitter day. You see, the day, one day, is the real bitterness. And because of that, that's when you are a potter and tefillin. Let's look at a couple of Rashi's, though. We skipped from Rashi in the previous sugya, actually. Let's see, Rashi, min da Omar, line 40 in the Rashi. I'll take from you the beloved one in your eyes. That's his wife, Amakefa, in a plague. And he said, Hank, don't mace him. So be quiet. The like mason of Elotasa, don't do avelus. Right? Be quiet was don't learn Torah. We said that is a command not to learn. Losis Abel Aleha, don't mourn over her. Which means perichavish al roshecha, wear your tefillin. Shaloka derek shar avelim, not like other avelim. Lefisha ani osa. Now third white line. Lefisha ani osa osa os. Why was he told that? Right. The question. Why was he told not to mourn? Say lad. Rashi explains. Shani osa oscha os umofeif li Yisrael. I am making you a sign, a symbol for Klai Yisrael. Shekach atidin lamut meseim. In the future, Sean, their dead is going, their own dead relative are going to die. When Ish mitabel alehem, they will not be able to mourn over them. Alma, we see, Ovel aser b'tfilin. And Ovel cannot wear tefillin. Rashi continues, v'hanem mile ev yom rishon, ik merora chayoma. That will be a quote. The main bitterness is the first day, and that's why only the first day is different, that you don't wear tefillin. Okay, that was the Rashi. Now, a little bit of, let's go further in the Gemara. Further in the Gemara, one more piece, the Sugya 3. Another law from Rav Abba bar Zavda Amar Rav. Line 20, what line is that? Line 19. The Rav Abba bar Zavda Amar Rav, he also said, Rav Abba bar Zavda Amar Rav, so the great Rav said, Ovel chai b'sukkah, Ovel is obligated in sukkah. So Gemara asks, Pshita, obviously, why would I think otherwise? Rashi says, we just said it in the previous Amud, right? That Ovel chai in all mitzvos, except for tefillin. So we just said a moment ago. So why would I think he's potter in sukkah? What was he chai in sukkah? No, Ma'odhem, I would have said, Mara answered, Ma'odhem, I would have said, Ho'el sins. V'yomer, Rav, Rav, again, Rav Abba Zamarav, mitzvah, potter min sukkah. A person who is pain, who is uncomfortable, is exempt from sukkah. So therefore, I would have said along those lines, Hainamim in Saru, he also is Ovel, is also in pain, he's also uncomfortable, he's also upset. So therefore, he's Potter, Kamash Malon. We say no. But why not? Maybe it should work. Mara goes further and explains. Hani milei, because when it says that you are potter in sukkah, you are a mitzta'er, in a tzar mimela, a tzar that comes about by itself through the sukkah. The sukkah is causing you the pain. As Rashi explains, too hot, it's too sunny, it's too hot, it's too cold. It's buggy to my mosquito. This chach is smelling. He said rain may be also in that category. Aval hacham, but over here in this avel case, ihu who is mitzar nafshei. He is the one that is mitzar. Employee sume daite. He should get over it. He has to come down short. He's got to get over his pain. We know he's in. We were validating his pain. He's suffering. He just lost a relative. But when it comes to sukkah, he must get over it. He just has to stop. Just and do the mitzvah. That is the halacha when it comes to the avel. Right? That is the halacha when it comes to the avel. Rashi, Pshita, Rashi says, line 46, Maishna Hamishan mitzvot. Why would I think he's different from other mitzvot? Tashmina and Rav Leel that I said earlier. The avel chayim b'chol mitzvot. So, right, that Ovos Chayev. So, of course, he's Chayev as well. Line 47, Tzad Mela, Shasukha Mitzah Rasul. That's the key. Somebody wrote on the quiz, physical versus emotional. It's not exactly correct. I actually have your quiz. I'll give it back to you soon. It's not exactly correct. It's not physical versus emotional. It's more like, is it from the Sukkah, which usually, I guess, is the physical thing, but or it's an emotional. But that's not because it's physical or emotion per se. It's whether or not the pain is from himself, minafshei, or mimela. The sukkah is making it more severe and worse. That is really the main nikud, as Rashi here says. Like what? You know, chama, it's too hot, too tzina, it's too cold. Sircha b'dvarim chesichem, it's the smelling. And therefore, that is his potter. Is a chiyuv to calm down and do the mitzvah. On an iyun note, one iyun note was, why is there, and this is going to be a question over here, why these laws of Avelus that apply to Yechezkel, right? Why is it all the other laws apply all 7 days, and Eliyahu Tefillin's 1 day? They all learned down from Yechezkel, wearing the shoes that says, wear your shoes. It says, don't cover your head. So why those are all seven? And when he said, don't wear your tefillin, we all learned the first day the Avel doesn't wear tefillin. Why is there a difference between the Avel wearing, not wearing tefillin 1 day and all the other things he can't do all seven?
It's like 1 day of bitterness?
So, but that, right, we said that, then, but so what? So that applies to all the things. So it's over the shoes, and so forth. Yeah, all the things that we're not taking a shower, all that.
I decided to extend all the other ones, but that they couldn't extend.
Oh, okay, very good. So really, when is really Avel should be?
1 day.
Oh, that's it. 1 day is the real day. When it came to all the others, we have a Makora, a Smachta, make it all seven. Not to which fill in 7 days. Kobe, that much Chazal did not want to extend it, and they left it on the Araisa Halacha, and didn't extend it to Rabbanan. Aye, then what was the question that you asked? What about, we're not learning Torah. Why is that? Us are all days, all seven. We answered. Why? Because?
There's still Torah to learn, like the Sabbath.
That's right. You can still learn Torah, Hilchos Avelos. You can still not go the whole day without learning. If that was the case, they may have said the same thing, because Torah always has what to learn. And I told you also the story of Rav Soloveitchik and Ravishova. They say the same thing happened to, where they came into him during Shiva, and saying they're still learning. They said, Rabbi, how could you learn? You're an Avelos. He said, not learning for me, it causes me so much pain. If I can't go over a Rashi, a Tosfos, of a Gemara, I'll be in such anguish. I'm not mechuyev to be in tzar. I'm not mechuyev to be so upset. I have to learn. Learning is my lifeblood. Life, learning is like eating for me. And therefore, he was learning. Yeah? Not the same. You know, you learn a good geshmaka, Tosfos, Masvara, Alumnus, you know, that's much more. To learn Hilchos Avelos, you know, I don't know, they're the same.
Yeah, but I feel like at that point, he's learning for himself instead of like learning for Hashem. Because like,
I think you should
question. Okay, so you're touching upon a very important question we could discuss one day about learning. What does it mean to learn Lishma? Like, you're supposed to learn Lishma, right? Mitzvah Lishma. So one pshat, I mean, just to answer your question right now, but again, it's a lot to discuss on this topic, is that if you learn and enjoy it, Chaim Volozhiner says that's the main lishma is for the sake of the Torah. You learn because you love it. If you love it, that's mamash, the greatest kesher you can have. That's called learning Lishma. If you learn because I have to, because the Rebbe is making me, and because I have to do for school, so that is not Lishma either. You're doing it for watchful because you have to. But if you learn, let's see, Lishma is for Hashem told me to also. You know, and the one, there is a, again, it's a major, you're touching upon a major Hashkafa discussion, but I would say that most of the yeshivas will take the approach, learning because you love learning, as long as you're not learning without doing. See, that's the thing. If you learn, there were maskilim, there were a lot of irreligious Jews, perhaps back in the day, maskilim, those that love to learn. So, Sam, if you love to learn, but you don't follow the learning, you don't follow what you're learning, then you're right, that's lo lishma. But if you love to learn, you love the geshmak, the intellectual, even intellectual stimulation that it gives you, but Yosef, but you also follow it, then that's called lishma. If you don't follow it, then that you're right, then that won't be called anything. All right, anything else on this sugya? I think that is it for this sugya.